Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world, and a special hello. And we're honored to be in your living rooms on the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you catch us on your local broadcast, your cable. Somebody says, we're broadcasting so many different ways.
Every which way. Just tune in.
We can't help what we look like, but the word, you just look past us. Or look at Pat more than us.
There you
and
go.
He's the one that lays in the tanning bed every day and all that
every
kind of
day.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's me.
It's too hot.
We see the shine.
He wouldn't do that. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
The baseball fan in the studio.
The
baseball fan in the studio. And
we don't want to open that can.
We don't have time.
Right,
we just move on. It takes at least 9 innings.
All right. All right.
We're trying to keep the show up.
Yeah, <you're> right. Stay with us. We're not going to talk about 9 innings of just wait. Okay. Right. Just thank God there's popcorn. And it's a perfect time to read the newspaper, which you don't do anymore.
Exactly.
Like, is there a paper here?
Catch up on some homework.
Is there a paper?
I just want to apologize, Josh Donaldson from Pensacola, who is actually at the Home Run Derby representing Born here in Pensacola. We are with you and the Oakland Athletics for baseball. Thank you so much for representing us.
I was wondering where he was when we were talking about studying about what's happening in world events. He was at this baseball game.
Yeah.
Talking to Josh,
see, there
you know?
It is.
Yeah.
See?
I thought you were actually busy working.
I heard.
There you
go. I was listening. I was
heard,
he's like, yeah, my time off. It's like,
yeah, right.
Time off.
Where did I was sick
where did that come
recovering.
From? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. You're breaking
right.
up. You're breaking up.
I was recovering from illness.
I know. Remember that. That was very good. You can catch that yesterday if you catch that about his vacation time.
Oh.
But we're going to be talking about the Borders. We're going to be talking about Sergeant Andrew Tamorisi.
Tamorisi.
You just studied the Darren break. Like he's talking. How do you say that in Spanish?
We told you 5 times. We will write it down this time.
Hey, every day is my birthday.
I know.
I have no problem with that. The also, we're talking about the military. And the reason why we're talking about Sergeant Tamorisi is the fact that he's still in a Mexican jail. Why entire nation of Mexico is now in America. Mm. It's like, we have one person left in Mexico, and it's our sergeant who is a hero. Mm-hmm. He took a wrong turn, and it's like Mexico is in our country, and we got to go rescue this man. And you're going to have a chance to do what Don and I did, and we're going to make it available to you. You're going to get a chance to stand with his mother, who's putting together a legal counsel to be able to go get him out and represent him, to bring mm-hmm. him out. And it's just you're going to be surprised when you see this hero, this Marine who's not just a Marine. He's a Marine hero. What he's done, his awards, and how he's rescued like 6 of his fellow soldiers, and just it's like we're like a couple of miles away, and 911. Oh my goodness, we'll be talking about that. In addition to Sergeant Andrew's situation here, we have the U.S. military's downsizing right now because of the budget. Mm-hmm. According to Fox News, you'll be seeing it. They're downsizing because of the financial crisis, but soldiers are getting their pink slip while they're still on the front lines. Hmm. And if you would have heard, and you still can hear, you can go back to listen to John Paul Jackson's prophetic word that was given in 2008, 2009, about that the financial crisis would be so difficult that we would begin to cut back our military and we'd start coming home. And it's the worst case scenario while the world needs us. Maybe because we help stir stuff up in the world. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like we came. He's dead. And that's what happened, right?
That's right.
That's what Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, said at the Libyan president that's there. It's dead now.
Was there. Muammar Gaddafi.
Which, by the way, is where the Palestinian president's son is at right now, why his home was actually bombed in defense, because I guess it must have been, it was collateral damage, I think. Yeah, it was target. And so we'll be talking about that prophetic word that's being fulfilled as we speak. And it's like, what are we going to do? The best thing that we can do, remember, even though we're delivering you that what's happening, the light perspective is that, you know, the word of God perspective is when these things happen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our sin, turn back to what God says about us, wants us to do, he says, then I'll heal from heaven, and America, you'll have a military again. Mm-hmm. America, you'll have an economy again. My spirit will be with you again in the church. Power will be present again with you. Healing, science, wonders, miracles. And it's like, so we can look at these things and think, oh my goodness, there's locusts coming. And oh my goodness, there's a storm coming. And it's like, yeah, but it's because we've sinned. So then we can not sin. We can repent and say, dear God, forgive us and turn back to God. And in view of his mercy, God just begins to, because he's good, he begins to restore the land when we do that. And I believe it. I just really believe we just got to let people know that's how it works, because so many people have left the word of God. 81% don't even pick up their Bibles, regular church attenders, according to the Barna Group, don't even pick their Bibles at all. So you're not reading what the word of God says. You're just depending on some man or woman who's telling you what it says. But this is what it specifically says. When I, God, send these things upon you, if you, those who are called by my name. So this, no matter what people tell you, that God allows these things to happen. He says the storm is being fashioned against you. But it's for us to warn you, and the warning's not like, brace yourself, you're going to hit the storm. It's like, prepare yourself, but repent, and just believe that God's just going to turn it, and we're believing for a third great awakening. If it was, if we would not be here doing what we're doing every single hour or day of our life,
right?
And we've just laid on our lives for the Lord in this, we would not be doing it if we didn't believe that great days are ahead. We would not be doing it. But also, you want to be seen on the right side of history no matter what happens. No matter what happens, you want to be seen on the right side of history. I'm talking about his heavenly history when you're standing at the throne room of God. Because if you wait too late, you're bait. We'll also be talking about in this program about the borders, beginning to just dialogue about, we're hearing a lot of people's opinions about the borders, but what is these are human beings creating the image and the likeness of God. They're being used as political pawns, it appears, but also they're running for their life because of high crime that's happening in their nation. But the question we have to ask ourselves, what happened in that nation and why did it collapse? And how is this all connected? And is it being eased down their economy, like George Soros says, that causes crime to rise up, which causes people to run north? And in the context of that, what do we do as Christians? So trying to, people are talking about, I'd rather die seeking hope than to die in this particular land. And the reports they're getting back, because they're listening, they monitor the calls that are going back to these different lands. And it's not just the Mexican population. It's a lot of different folks. And we're also going to talk about that one rancher found a particular Muslim language handbook. We'll be talking about it in regards to Urdu, is a language that Hindu Muslims use to be able to translate from that language to English. And how, and the it was about money and all these different things. They're finding it right there on the border, because it's not just Mexicans coming across who need hope, they need a job, they need help, and that type of thing. But there's other people, they call OTM, which is not really good to call it OTM, because people just start disassociating what that means. And maybe that's why they do it. Other than Mexicans. In other words, what they're saying here in this book, they're saying were radical Islam is coming across the border as well, it appears, and they're mean intentions. So we'll be showing you that. We even have video footage of this rancher showing you the book and them reading from it. But also we have an imam or a professor talking, and I believe it's in Kuwait. This is exactly what his plans were, to be able to bring some sort of anthrax over the border, through the Mexican border, and merge with these supremacist groups or something of that nature to do something of that nature. And we will say, we want to pray against that happening and pray protection over our borders. And I thank God for our border patrol officers. They're just
holding the line.
It's like nobody's standing. I mean, people in Texas are standing with them. I'm sure people in Arizona are standing with them. I don't know if people in California are standing with them, but it's like they are the force to say no. Mm-hmm. But if you go back and read the Constitution, the original 10, we've talked about this, and hopefully it's a related link. The whole purpose of our president being president is to protect us, to protect our borders. It's not like something you squeeze in your agenda and you try to do in your first 100 days,
right?
Maybe or maybe not. That's one of your main purposes, is to secure the borders of the nation that you're a president over. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge issue. the question is like, why isn't that happening? And what are we doing? Well, George Soros, this man who believes that there shouldn't be borders. He shouldn't be borders. And the great society they're looking at. And they're not talking about the great society in America. They're talking about the great society in the world. And with all these technologies and tracking folks and paperless money and digital, I mean, it's getting to a point where it's not that complicated to be able to do something like that. So we'll be talking about our borders, kind of get a viewpoint of them. We also have a reporter that went down to spend some time with them and got some really good perspective, because she herself, you know, she was a refugee. She was a refugee, and now her parents and her came over the right way, and now they are citizens, and now she's reporting on it. What a great perspective of that. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The Holy Spirit said to tell the people that He has not overlooked your faithfulness. And the Holy Spirit said to tell the people He's going to let you reap where you did not sow. We have so many things at our disposal. There's no reason whatsoever why we should not be greatly successful. There is times in your life, and will be times in your life, that God will give you a promise, and after He gives you the promise, things will get worse, and you'll say, God, I don't understand, but give it some time. There's a precedence in Scripture. It will get better. You don't know when. You don't know how, but it will get better. Do what you're supposed to do. Obey. Stay in faith. Don't get in doubt and unbelief. When the devil starts really heaping it on, when the devil starts screaming in your ear, it's a dead giveaway. God is about to release you from that burning. There's a harvest at hand.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
It's easy to get discouraged in the midst of disappointing circumstances. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. David Ring offers this perspective.
I have cerebral palsy. Watch your problem. Why are you crying the blues? Why are you down in the dump? Why are you down in the mouth? Why do you want to quit? Look at me. What's your problem? Don't whine, but shine.
A great reminder there about coping well with life's problems. Hear more from David Ring today on this station or at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to PFN Radio every day, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. you have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com, and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right into this. You got to see this. Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, they put together a very good presentation about who this man is. He's a hero. He's a hero. And I want to encourage you to see this. And if you're listening to it on VFN Radio, I want you to go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch. Also, go to Links. Go to Links, and you'll see it available there for you as well. I believe it is the Free Andrew. I believe it's Free Andrew, the site is.
AndrewFreedomFund.com.
AndrewFreedomFund.com. Take a look at this.
Andrew grew up in South Florida. I think a very typical life for a young boy, always playing outside. He had lots of friends. He loved to be active. He's always been very fit and adventurous. He was really into go-karts and ATVs and dirt bikes. He was always involved, you know, playing Little League baseball. He loved PE. He enjoyed to serve. In his teenage years, he would serve at the church. Had a great network of social friends. Just an easy, fun-loving guy who loved to be outside, loved to partake in the South Florida weather and the activities that are natural to South Florida.
On March 31st of this year, Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, a 25-year-old decorated U.S. Marine inactive reservist, was on his way to San Diego from a border town near Mexico when he took a wrong turn onto a highway ramp he believed led north to the city. Within a few hundred feet, the ramp instead swept south with no turnaround access. It was a funnel straight into Mexico. Sergeant Tamarisi had just moved to San Diego from Florida and was unfamiliar with the area, which is notorious for confusing even local travelers. Having not yet secured permanent housing, he had all his belongings in his truck, including personal firearms legally purchased in the U.S. With no American presence at the border, Sergeant Tamarisi tried getting help from 911 to no avail. Despite having told the Mexican authorities he had personal firearms in his truck, and despite his explanation that he never intended to enter Mexico, and his request to turn back, Mexican authorities arrested Andrew on weapons charges. He was placed into the general population at La Mesa State Penitentiary in Tijuana, where his life was threatened by both inmates and guards. After 35 days in a four-point restraint, Sergeant Tamarisi was moved to El Hongo Federal Prison, where he's guarded 24/7 in solitary confinement. Andrew Tamarisi has served our country with honor and distinction. He served two tours in Afghanistan, received a battlefield promotion, survived a roadside bomb, and saved the lives of eight Marines. And he was in the process of overcoming his PTSD. Now, Andrew is fighting for his freedom. He's fighting for his life. And he needs our help. You can help by going to AndrewFreedomFund.com and signing the petition to President Obama to work for Andrew's release. You can also help by contributing to offset costs of his legal defense and other expenses. Help bring Andrew home.
Help bring Andrew home. Join us as we stand together with this hero. This amazing Floridian citizen of America who said, I will defend this country from enemies, foreign enemies, who is a hero, saved eight of his fellow Marines, who was awarded with these awards. I mean, it's just, what are we doing? He took a wrong turn. And if you go back and you can listen, you can hear the 911 call where the 911 operator, when he calls her up and he says, I need help. And she says, I cannot do anything for you. Mm-hmm. That's what America said to this Marine, who said, I will give you my life. I'll lay my life down to defend this country from foreign enemies. I will do that. I will stand up for her. Not in America. He stood up in Afghanistan. And when he made one phone call to us, we said, we can do nothing for you, which began this, and you can hear him talk about it. A simple thing. Go to VFNTV.com, go to links, and you'll see Andrew Freedom Fund. Go there, and let's stand up with his mother. She's putting together a legal counsel to go rescue a Marine who helped rescue us, who helped sustain our freedom. I mean, these are amazing days. I just can't. I mean, these are called heroes.
All right.
Why reportedly 1,200 Mexicans are coming illegally across the borders, and we're allowing them, and we're putting them up, and we're flying them to different places throughout the states to be able to live, saying they're going to be here at least for a year if they're a child. And that's how humanitarian we are towards folks. Our heroes down there taking a wrong turn called, you know, Sergeant Andrew Tomarisi, and we're not even going down to rescue him. Lord, we just ask you that you would just send your angels down there and set this man free and bring him back home. Be with his mother. Comfort them. And I encourage you, join us as we've joined with Andrew's mother, and go there and donate and pray and sign the petition, because we got to stand up for him, because he stood up for us. And that's just who we are as Americans. And my goodness, remember, Andrew will be back, and Andrew will look you in the face, and you'll be able to say this: Andrew, I stood with you. Mm-hmm. I pray for you. I didn't forget. I wasn't the typical American that if it lasts longer than 24 hours, I forget about it. He's 100, as we speak, over 100 days as we speak, maybe 101 days, but March 31st, he's been down there, and it's like, we just got to keep a vigil watch over him, and we need to put him in the prayer community as well to make sure we're lifting him up continually. For those that are listening in the VFN family, put him in the prayer community. Go to their details and put him there so we continue to lift him up for that 24-hour prayer cycle. It is time for us to say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. We need to get back to the original intent of what's happening. While that's going on, the one particular paper is reporting, well, actually Fox News was reporting it, but a confirmation of it was from the Jersey. Where is it? The Jersey. The mycentraljersey.com talking about that as we're speaking, that they are decreasing the budget in the military, and they're downsizing the military because of financial crisis. And you can decrease a lot of things, but you don't want to, like sort of saying, I'm going to take down the bricks on my home because I'm going through some difficult times, instead of saying, why don't you cut your cable? You know, why don't you eat less? Why don't you, but you take down your brick walls around your house, is saying you don't have any walls at all. And it's like, does this make sense? Taking down our strength? And it's like, it's just more and more and more. And to me, it's just like Jehoiakim, you know, Josiah, the message that went out, that God's just gradually speaking to us over a period of time, saying, what do you want to do? What are you going to do? The mercies of God. It's just, he's so merciful. And in that, so these soldiers, the reports are, according to Fox News and a report, according to this MyCentralNewJersey.com, that soldiers, while they are in the battlefield as we speak, they're getting a pink slip. They're getting a notice saying that you will not be able to stay in the military.
Wow.
I mean, it's just hard enough. It's hard enough to stay on the front lines and keep your focus there as it is, because so many things are happening with your family and all these things are happening. And now you're finding out, I got to start searching, you know, what's it called, monster.com or something. I got to start searching for a job right now while I'm fighting for your country, for my country. I've got to start hitting up the websites over here in Afghanistan, you know, for monster.com to find out
if I can get a job.
Because I got to provide for my family. That's what it's about. It's a paycheck. You got to be able to feed your family. And think about this. If you're willing to go fight for the country, you're willing to do 20 years in the military and retire. Mm-hmm. Quite often, many of these men and women, they're saying, some of them want to option and say, hey, I want to have a career in the military. And it's being taken away from them. Mm-hmm. We owe them that. We owe them, like, if this is what you want to do, it's all yours. I mean, it's like less than 1% of America is even serving in the military as it is.
Right.
Wow. I mean, how hard is it for 99% of the nation to honor those who honored us and fought for their freedom? First of all, I want to apologize for that. It's a sucker, but it's like one big continual shock. I believe it's going to get better. You know, hold in. The good times are coming again when light begins to shine again in the country, mm-hmm. when the church gets to the place where we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's like, you know what? You know, I'm going to repent. God, it's been my sin. I read, you know, the spot that you hear over and over again on VFN TV, you have this man in Washington, D.C., and he's saying, this is my fault. Mm-hmm. This is my fault. This is what I did. This is yeah. my sin. Dear God, this is coming upon our nation because of me. That's what he said.
That's right.
And when we get to that point, when we get to that point and quit blaming the world for our sin, God actually forgives. This is what he said in Acts. He was talking when Peter was preaching. He says, listen, repent so times of blessings will come upon you. So in other words, God's saying, I want to bless you. And all it requires is for us to repent. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think and the enemy tells so many people, well, I've got to repent and all this kind of stuff. It's like, what are you talking about? God's going, I want to bless you.
Right.
I have good plans in store for you. But it will come when you say, dear God, I've sinned against you. I sinned against others. I am wrong. You're right. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I want to make you again the Lord of my life. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. I'm coming back to my first love, like the Church of Ephesus. I'm coming back to you being the Lord of my life. I'm serious. And he says, and then times of refreshing will come upon you. Think about that. I mean, forget about spa day. What about, my goodness, a time of refreshing coming over the whole nation because we as the church said, God, I'm sorry, you're right. And stop blaming the world for what we've done because he says, I'll heal the land if my people get right. So it's us. I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. And there's a remedy to that. It's me being held personally accountable to Jesus Christ and repenting for my sins and making Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And if you look in the mirror, you will see the same answer and the same problem, but you have the option to the same response.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store. Or your Apple store or your Windows store, wherever you listen,
mm-hmm.
across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads just right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night. With my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that you know have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged. And she's like, "Well, she has a 15-hour flight, and she can listen to." I'm like, "Yes,
oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there, and she'll listen to it." Because you don't have any internet in Sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued. And we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online, and went to the radio page, and mm-hmm. then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her. Put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me a text. This was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, powerful. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're mm-hmm. here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
If you're having difficulty hearing, ears to hear. It's so important. Sometimes, you know, when you're losing your hearing, you don't really realize you're losing it. It's other people around you that realize you're losing it. Because you just think they're not saying nothing, or they're not being respectful and speaking up. But the truth is, you're just not hearing them well. And the best way to find out if you're having a hearing issue is, first of all, ask those around you. Mm-hmm. When you speak, do I hear you? It could be a Southern thing, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But also go to ears to hear, because they have a test for you. They can test to find out how your hearing is, right?
That's right. They have a great, great place. You love it. Meeting Dean Easterwood. He's a professional, and their staff is, top-notch. They have three locations on the Gulf Coast, and they're a perfect mixture between a retail place where you just kind of come on in and they kind of speed you along the way, maybe help you, and also they have a clinical side. So it's kind of the perfect hybrid of both, but they really care about their patients. They care about hearing. I highly recommend them. They're great people, and it's a great, great place.
Hearing aids have come a long, long way. You no longer have to use your wife and say, what did they say? The technology is so small that you can't even realize it's there. The question you have, also may have, is like, well, I can't use my cell phone if I have. They even have that built in now. Well, it works off Bluetooth, so it goes right into your hearing
aid. Right.
Oh, wow. So make sure you go to Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear. Three locations. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on Sponsors.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have so many things we want to share with you. We're probably not going to be able to cover all the details with the border. We have lots of things we want to say about the border. Probably be on the next program. But I want you to understand that they're finding Urdu language translated into English language, which is a Muslim language spoken and also integrated with the Hindi language. And on our borders, ranchers are fine. We're going to have that available for you. You're going to be able to see it firsthand. We've got the rancher reading out of it and showing it to us. And also going to show you a professor over in Kuwait, I believe, that's talking about this is one of the strategies. One of the strategies is sending somebody, a radical person, through the borders of Mexico, joining with them to bring in potentially anthrax and meaning harm to us. And he laughs about us. We're going to make all this available to you on our next program. So make sure you join us, unless we get interrupted with this. Somebody news.
Yeah.
Things just happen. We want to say, we'll let you know what's happening right this moment.
And that's what's happening. So we look at the kids, we see what's happening with the kids, and we're going to share with that compassionate viewpoint about, of course, because we need to be compassionate. We need to connect to and call, you know, Samaritan Purse, call Operation Blessing, call the local churches that are down there that are doing something, and, you know, say you want to help out in whatever way you can. But understand, too, at the same time, there's people with evil intent that means harm to our nation, that in the midst of all that, when we're focusing on the kids, and we should be, we need to also watch what the right hand's doing.
That's right.
Because we're seeing where there's enemies of our country, enemies of our Constitution, with our president having reportedly, according to Pat Robinson, CBN, a 72-73% approval rate with the Muslims, while he's having a 52% disapproval rate from the Americans. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones that are saying finds the handbooks, you know, having the Urdu language translated into English. This is the professor that's saying we want to damage the nation. And so that's why we got to pay attention.
Wow.
And these are the ones that booed at the DNC, Democratic National Convention, when they brought Israel back in, Jerusalem back in as the capital, God back into the platform. And it's like, we have to wake up. We are being fundamentally transformed, pushed, nudged that way. But understand this, that if God's people, those who follow Jesus Christ, if we'll stand up and say, Lord, we're sorry. Lord, we have sinned. These folks aren't our problem. We're our own problem. Then God, who controls everything and even holds the heart of kings in his hands, will turn things around for his will and for our good. Speaking of that, all this stuff being said about Israel, we want to make sure we're bringing to you right now this Made in Israel series done by Robinson.
Yes, Pat Robinson.
Pat Robinson's son.
Gordon
Robinson. And we've been talking about each of them, but I want you to see this so you get a perspective of how good, how blessed Israel is, but what they're doing with the blessing, how they're blessing so many others. As a matter of fact, I just saw on Fox News that they have this organization. They're raising money with Fox News to be able to give these things that you're about to see that goes on paralytics' legs that helps them walk. That came out of Israel. So when you're seeing this and you just saw that this week on Fox News, understand that was invented in Israel. As a matter of fact, take a look how God is blessing Israel now, but Israel's blessing the nations.
On January 8th, 2011, a gunman opened fire in Tucson, Arizona. His target was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head at point-blank range. To stop the bleeding, EMTs used a special bandage that puts pressure on wounds and prevents infection. First responders said the bandage saved Giffords' life. And it's one of many medical breakthroughs that got its start in Israel.
Israel has one of the highest life expectancies in the world. Actually, our life expectancy here is about 4 years longer than the U.S. So if anyone wants to come move to Israel, on average, you're going to add 4 years to your life.
From fighting cancer, to giving sight to the blind, to making the lame walk again, Israel is leading the world in medical innovation. Every day, millions of Americans use some kind of medical treatment that came from Israel. From Sambucol, a cold and flu medicine made from elderberries, to amniocentesis, used to detect prenatal abnormalities. There's a wireless laser that will someday replace the dentist drill, and the pill cam, a tiny camera and a capsule. It takes pictures from inside your colon, eliminating the need for a colonoscopy.
Millions and millions and millions of these procedures are done every year. What if you could make them painless, pain-free, and non-invasive, and take a lot of the risk out of that procedure? That's a classic Israeli solution to a problem.
In the field of medicine, finding a cure for cancer is one of the biggest goals. And although a full cure is still in the future, Israeli scientists are making huge advances. The news is full of stories about dogs who can smell everything from epilepsy to cancer in their owners. So one scientist took that idea and refined it.
If the dogs can smell cancer, we for sure can do it in a little bit more sophisticated way. We can communicate with the device much better than we can communicate with the dog.
Hossam Haik developed an early warning system for cancer. The nano artificial nose can detect tumors before they're even visible on x-rays, just by analyzing a patient's breath.
The device can give the results within 5 minutes to 1 hour, more or less. Many diagnostic tools require to swallow a radioactive or active material into in order to make the diagnosis possible. We don't expose it to any risky X-rays or beams that might make cancer by themselves.
The artificial nose is still in clinical trials, where the accuracy rates range from 86 to 97%. And it's also being customized to sniff out other diseases as well, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis.
Our ultimate vision is to bring this device in an inexpensive and very portable way to everybody, whether these people live in the Western countries or they live in the third world, because we believe that we have to fulfill a little bit democracy.
Other Israeli scientists are focusing on the treatment of cancer, and they're doing everything from burning tumors with thermal heat to freezing them with liquid nitrogen. One doctor is even developing a vaccine for cancer. The Immucin vaccine trains the body's immune cells to attack a specific molecule found only in cancer. And since only the cancer cells are targeted, the vaccine has no side effects like chemo and radiation. With one shot every few months, the body's immune system will keep it under control.
We're just educating the immune system to do what it, you know, would try to do itself. We're not inventing anything.
In the first clinical trial, the vaccine successfully triggered the immune system in all 15 patients.
You will see in the future, I think we enter a field which is very attractive, and we just scratched the beginning of it. I think we have a lot of more things to come, and I'm very encouraged by what I've seen.
In 1829, the introduction of Braille revolutionized the way blind people read and write. Today, Israeli inventors are taking that revolution a step further. For people with limited sight, there's a new device called the OrCam. It's a pocket-sized computer linked to a small camera that clips onto your glasses. The camera sees what you see. And when you point your finger at something, the OrCam will read it for you. Everything from menus to street signs. And for those with total vision loss, there's Project Ray, the first ever smartphone for the blind. With the tap of a finger, users can make phone calls, send texts, and even surf the web. While these inventions are giving blind people more independence, another one is actually restoring their sight. A company called NanoRetina is focusing on people who have lost their sight from macular degeneration. They've created the Bionic Eye, an implant that provides users with grayscale vision, a big improvement over total blindness.
Necessity is mother of all inventions. And Israelis sometimes tend to think outside of the box. And if there is an obstacle, we do not hit our forehead at the obstacle, but we go around it. We found a solution.
One of those solutions is giving new life to people who were told they would never walk again.
I couldn't understand why wheelchairs are the only solution to, for paralyzed person.
In 1997, a meat gopher was paralyzed in a car accident. And since then, he's been on a mission to put the wheelchair out of business. So he designed something called the ReWalk, a brace that uses motors to help paraplegics walk and even drive a car. Ironically, Gopher couldn't use his own invention, since he's a quadriplegic and the device requires the use of the arms. But he soon found a veteran who was more than willing to try it.
When the doctor told me that I'm lucky to be alive, but my injury would leave me paralyzed, everything became dark.
Radi Kayof is a former Israeli paratrooper who was injured in South Lebanon.
In one of the rehabilitation centers in central Israel, I met Amit Goffel. He told me that he had developed a device that helps paraplegic in my condition to walk. I didn't believe I'd be able to stand up. After I tried it and the device made me stand up, I was amazed. My daughter was 3 years old back then. She looked at me and said, "Dad, you are tall." That made my day.
The bottom line is seeing the families, it is very exciting. When they see their beloved one stand, then you want to cry. This is the first time I was really excited.
Roddy started using the ReWalk 6 years ago. And since then, the device has gone global. In 2012, a young woman named Claire Lomas used the ReWalk in the London Marathon. She walked the 26 miles in 17 days, earning her the nickname Bionic Woman.
It's a moment I'm going to treasure for the rest of my life.
I dance 4 times a week. And I love it very much. And I knew that I'm not going to stop just because I am diabetic.
Shai Barshira is a dancer, a student, and a type 1 diabetic. She is also a pioneer. Shai was one of the first people to try a new Israeli medical device, the artificial pancreas. It's still in the experimental stage, and right now it's just a laptop with a series of sensors that monitor the patient's blood sugar. Eventually, the laptop will be replaced by a microchip and an insulin pump. Dr. Moshe Philip is one of the developers.
I promised my patient many times that one day they will get rid of their diabetes. So, despite the fact that we are not able to cure diabetes yet, we would like to enable our patient to live their life without thinking of their diabetes all the time. You have to understand, type 1 diabetes, especially during childhood, is something that keeps you busy the entire day. It's there all the time.
Dr. Philip oversaw clinical trials for children in Israel, Slovenia, and Germany. But Shai was the first one to use the device at home without medical supervision.
Each time that my levels drop, it gives me a very, very strong alarm. It tells me that I have to eat right away. And if my levels go very high, it fixes my levels. It calculates itself how much insulin I should take, and it gives an automatic order to my pump to give me that insulin. And I'm all balanced, even more balanced than I was when I went to sleep. And that's amazing.
I think we are going to change the life of our patients. And this is the entire idea, to bring back the spontaneity to the life of our patient, to free them from being busy with thinking about how to control their blood glucose level all the time, and especially during the night.
I feel there is so much effort made to help the diabetics feel like, you know what, you have this disease, but don't worry. We're trying to cure it, we're trying to make the treatment better, more comfortable, and we'll get there. Feeling that I help other people too, it gives me the strength to keep on. If I am a part of something big, I feel that I'm not alone in this business, and it gives me a lot of hope.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this, including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared? So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Donna was out shopping and she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
does she need something to mop up the floor?
No, actually.
I mean,
thing about it was, you know, if you look back, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did. Okay. And it must be over because she found it in somebody's garage brand new for a dollar.
For a dollar.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like,
wow.
These were just like,
oh, yeah.
These were like stuffing, you know, for your, like, place the peanut thing. And so, of course, I'm like, and she says, like, y'all got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat? I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream? Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happening as usual. But I can't believe a dollar. It's going for a dollar now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said,
like
that. Baby, if you ever run into another one, get, you know, get it.
Yeah,
get it.
Because
they will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Isn't that amazing? You just saw another just award-winning video. Caps, you know, it just goes on and on. Believe it or not, that was only just 11 minutes of amazing blessing that God has placed on Israel. He said, this is what he said. He said, I will bless all the people of the earth through you. Think about that. That's what he said.
It's happening.
And it's happening. So it's like, you know, cutting off the hand that's trying to bless you, sort of like what's happening in Gaza, where they're providing power for Gaza. Hmm. They fire the missiles, knock the power out. They complain that they're in darkness, and that, you know, it's crazy, he says. But just for selfish reasons, understand this. All these wonderful inventions that God has brought out of Israel, that's blessing so many in America and the world, the enemy does not only want to eliminate Israel, and as they say, you know, is Hamas and Hezbollah and radical Islam and this ISIS group, the Islamic State, now they're calling themselves, want to destroy, and it's written in the Quran this way as well, to destroy Israel and push them in the sea to eliminate Israel. But they understand this, it's to eliminate the blessing of God on earth. When you cut off someone's hand who's giving you something, okay, their hand's gone, but you're not going to be given anything.
That's right.
So the enemy's wanting to hurt you. He hates the fact. He hates the fact that people who have cancer are getting cured. He hates the fact that, you know, people that have diabetes don't have to be controlled anymore, and they don't lose their limbs anymore, and they can have an active life. Mm-hmm. He hates the fact that people who can't see can actually see because they have, you know, these eyes that create. He hates the fact that you're able to swallow some pill now instead of going through some deep, you know, medical treatment just to find out what's going on inside of you. Over. He hates the fact that he tried to take your life and all he could do was take your legs, but he hates the fact that now something is invented coming out of Israel that you can stand again. Mm-hmm. And how many miles did she go?
26 miles.
She went 26 miles. That's just, you know, we underestimate, you know, how powerful that is, because if you've been sitting up for so long and you're a tall man or a tall woman, and you're seeing everybody from a different perspective, that you can stand again.
Mm-hmm.
That you can stand again. And the enemy doesn't like that. The enemy wants to not only hurt the Jews, but he wants to hurt what God is doing through the Jews on the face of the earth. All the people of the earth are being blessed. I mean, you saw the water and how they're doing. Even their enemies, they're helping out with the cocoons that protect the seed and the wheat and, mm-hmm. and the grain. And just so many different things are taking place. But right here with just the medical alone, look what's happening. A bionic eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nonstop, one after another, the things that they've done. So when you see missiles being fired from Gaza, from Hamas, who is the president of the Palestinians' choice to merge with him, mm-hmm. who, according to General and former Congressman West on Fox News last night, said that they were originally part of a terrorist group themselves, according to him. And now that they're firing these missiles, over 1,000+ of them, into Israel, they're wanting to take out that bionic eye. They're wanting to take out that ability to heal your body. They want to take out your ability to walk again. They're wanting to take out the blessing.
Yeah.
What's the good news is you can't, you're fighting against God. You're not going to win. The reason why Israel is doing so well is because God is blessing Israel. It's not Israel. It's Israel's God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many Jews there that don't even claim him as God. But it's because God is God, and he's a God of his word. And he will prove himself by protecting what he said he was going to do. He chose for himself a people to show himself mighty. And this little splash of land on the face of the earth is doing so much. It's doing so much because God's hand's on him. And one day, and there are believing Jews, you know, around the earth. There's believing Jews, Messianic believers in Israel right now. Think about Avi Mizrahi and all the ones that are going. But I'm talking about a multitude. All of a sudden, this veil that's over the eyes of the Jews will be lifted because the full number of ones who aren't Jews have come in, and they will know him as the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be saved. And this should be a witness to you that this is true. The blessing of God on Israel today proves that your days of grace are numbered for you to be able to say yes to Jesus before the Jews say yes to Yeshua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they will not see. They will not see God again if they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And when you heard the Jewish Congress here on VFN TV, you heard him say it, that he said, you know, you've stood for us, Christians. You've stood for us, Christians. And so we're going to stand for you. We are going to stand for you. And that's a big deal because they're saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord because you've stood with us. So it's time for the Jews and the Christians to stand together for the will of God on the face of the earth. And the greatest days of the church is still ahead. I mean, it's still ahead. We're going to see the greatest harvest that we've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are things moving into Asia and moving in the Middle East. It's been prophesied by Morningstar Ministries,
Rick Joyner.
But understand, America's best days are ahead because what we're seeing is America's going to repent. We've seen, the Lord has shown us in visions and dreams what's going to be taking place in a great multitude. And we've been working and preparing for the harvest that's going to come. And this is, of all the things that you can do, this is what Jesus called us to do. Make disciples. Teach them the ways of Jesus and how to walk in them. How do you do that? First of all, you become a disciple yourself. Don't just say a prayer. Actually follow Jesus as the Lord of your life. Find out his basic ways. You can find out more at iabide.org. But get with your pastor and say, listen, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I don't want to be somebody who just said a prayer. I want to be somebody who's actually following his way. So when this harvest comes in, I too will help people know Jesus and become a disciple. Because he said, this is what he said. Before he went to go be with the Father, he says, you know, I'm going to be with the Father, but I want you to go into all the nations, preach the gospel. Those who believe, I want you to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want you to make disciples. Make disciples of those who believe. I want to challenge you. If you're not a disciple yet, get discipled. Because a harvest of 1 billion souls is being said is going to be coming into the kingdom of God. And we are preparing ourselves to be a part of that. You want to do that too. We want to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, we were faithful in our generation. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.